Senate would please come back to order. Eight to ten. Let's come in at ten. This won't get done as fast as we thought. Senator Ross, are you ready with respect to the concurrence requested on message number 483, school facilities appropriations?
I am, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
March 4th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 483, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file 57, school facilities appropriation. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as followed by the vote indicated. Ayes 45, noes 14, excused 1. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Tricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Thank you.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number 483, concurrence request in reference to Senate File 57, School Facilities Appropriations, and I ask the body to vote no. Members of the Senate, school Facilities Appropriations Bill, and the bill's primary purpose was with regard to the various security projects. The House went in and they struck them all. They took all those out that we that is associated with $9 million for those projects. They adopted an amendment, and then they adopted another amendment which struck the previous amendment. And the way the bill stands right now, there is $9 million that is out there, and they basically said the school facilities commission would finish their comprehensive report, and then they would come back to the appropriations committee and the select committee on school facilities with those reports, and then the money could be expended. The problem with the bill as it left there is that there's no mechanism for how that is accomplished. And quite frankly, most we don't generally give committees the ability to expend money in that fashion. And so we really need to go back down. We need to talk to them about this, try to work on some language. I've met, of course, with the director of the School Facilities Commission and the chairman of the Select Committee, and, of course, leadership. There's a way to fix this, but right now, as the bill stands, it's problematic, and there ought to be some sort of legislative oversight. So I'd urge you to vote no on this, and we'll go down and see if we can work out a compromise.
The motion is that the Senate do concur with Senate File 57, School Facilities, which is part of message number 483, and that you vote no. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Excused?
Case? Christensen?
Here.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft excused. Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Escobel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
Excused.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Excused.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Platern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Kinski?
No.
Kinski, no. Case I to no. Christensen?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 27 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur with the House amendments to Senate File 57. The Conference Committee on House Bill 57 is Ross, Chairman, Landon, and Pappas. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow, the 5th of March, Thursday.
Announcements. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Management Council will meet in an executive session upon adjournment in the House in 302. And your Management Council will also meet tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, I believe, and 3:02 as well.
Any further announcements? If not, you've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion has been adopted. The Senate is adjourned until tomorrow, 10 a.m. at March 5th.